What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Tech with Jess.
But a tough weekend for the tech giants.
Yeah, it has been a turbulent time. I'm sure you've heard and you might have read about some of the turbulence that's going on in the US. One of the big focuses is about the weight that's been placed on the promise of AI. And that's causing a bit of financial turbulence. Then we saw TikTok come under pressure at the hands of the European Union under one of the first big actions from the Digital Services Act. So they have had to make changes now to the light version of the app. And that basically means that those who were using the app to be incentivized to complete missions, tasks, whatever it was, and who would receive payment in the form of Amazon gift cards and so on, that all has to stop because it was creating compulsive behavior. And it's a safety issue. It is something that has been spoken about quite a lot, particularly in the US over the last number of years. We know that different states in America have expressed serious concerns about the addictive nature of social media. And obviously anyone who's ever been on TikTok knows that it's very much designed to try and keep people enticed. But this particular case involves TikTok Lite, as I said, which is the lower bandwidth version. And users can earn points for things like following people, liking content, inviting friends, taking part in different interactions on the site. But as I said, that has been put back elsewhere then. Google had another nightmare. Google has been coming under huge pressure. We know that there's been an awful lot of focus on the antitrust hearings that have been going on for the last number of years. But just in the last day or so, a judge in the US said that Google violated the antitrust law because it created an illegal monopoly. And this comes down to their Chrome browser. You know, the internet browser? It comes pre-installed on pretty much any Android phone. A lot of people will use it as their default on work devices and all the rest. But this judgment said that Google is a monopolist and it's acted as one to maintain its monopoly. Some of the stats are quite shocking. So Google Chrome controls about 90% of the online search market, which is insane.
It is insane, but it's become the Hoover.
I'll
Google it.
Exactly it. That is, it's the default browser for so many people. It's overtaken Firefox. It's overtaken Microsoft's Edge and Internet Explorer and all of those things. But it is coming under pressure because of the associations and the ties with the advertising side of the business as well. So I think this is all, and it does stem back to those antitrust hearings that you and I have spoken about so many times over the years. They're looking at the power and the clout and the reach of these big tech companies. Google is obviously a massive one. Its parent company is called Alphabet. And there are so many different strands to the Google organization that people don't even think about. Like, people sometimes forget that YouTube, for example, is part of Google. Yeah. There's the Google search, there's Google ads, there's a whole host of other services.
Isn't Android?
Android is Google. They make their devices, they make their smart home products. There are so many assets under that one umbrella. And I do think this will be an interesting one now to see, because we've seen similar action with Microsoft as well. They settled in 2004 over claims that Internet Explorer faced something similar, a similar accusation. But, you know, these antitrust hearings and the judgments are going to impact Google, Meta, Amazon, Apple and others as well because of their size and power.
OK, before we take the questions now, some of the sporting news. Sarah Healy and Sophie O'Sullivan narrowly missed out on automatic qualification for the women's 1500 semi-finals. They finished seventh each when six went through automatically. So they have another chance in the repechage. However, in the 400 metres repechage, Charlene Maudsley and Sophie Becker were unable to qualify to reach the semi-final. So Rashida Adeleke is the only representative we will have in the 400 metres semis. OK, questions. looking for a phone for an elderly relative in a nursing home, probably a Bill one because they don't want it to run out of credit, has to be very basic but easy for them to make their way around it.
Okay, you've got a few different options. In terms of the bill, I always now recommend looking at GOMO, gomo.ie. You sign up online. It's 15 quid a month and that'll ensure that you're getting all your calls, texts and data. It won't run out and it's easy to cancel or to change or anything like that. So that's all done online. In terms of the phone itself, you do have different options. So there's a brand of phones that are aimed towards the elderly, essentially, or those who are not that tech savvy, who don't want a touchscreen. The brand is called Doro, D-O-R-O. They are buttoned phones. They also have panic buttons. You can pre-install certain numbers. So if you, you know, kind of essentially like speed dial. So if something goes awry, it's very easy to use and interact. If you don't want that, if you want something that is touchscreen, Nokia have great phones. I think it's the Nokia C2. Again, it's a very basic Android phone. It's very easy to use. The accessibility options on it are great, so you can make the icons on the screen as big as you like, and it would have good battery life as well.
But Doro and GOMO.
Yes.
You have the two of those, you're sorted.
Yeah.
Can Jess give advice on the Whoop wristwatch, please, and whether it's recommended or if there are cheaper alternatives? What's the Whoop?
This is, I started wearing mine again. This is a fitness tracker. That's so funny. I put this on for the first time in ages. This is something that you might have seen the likes of Rory McIlroy wearing or some of the athletes wearing. And the stats appear on the screen when they take a shot. So this is for people who are... they want a bit more data and a bit more in-depth than you'd get from a normal fitness tracker. There's no watch on it. So you'll see that I have the knit strap on it. There's no watch at all. But there is a sensor underneath that checks all my vital signs.
Okay, and would you have to use your phone to read it?
You have to use your phone to read it. So every day you get your overview and it takes different metrics and gives you scores. So you get a sleep score, a recovery score and a strain score. So my recovery last night was 39% because I didn't sleep very well. So it tells me to try and keep my strain, so my exercise or my stress below a certain level.
But you can't look at that while you're exercising.
No, but again, you may not necessarily want to. There are people who want this because they don't want to be staring at the smartwatch the entire time. But if you are looking to improve your overall well-being, I would highly recommend it. I love it.
Can Jess recommend an eSIM for Colombia? I assume it would be cheaper than Red Roaming Daily Charge.
Yeah, it definitely would be. GOMO World is the go-to for that, in my opinion. Go to their website or download the app onto your phone. So it's GOMO World. Put in the country that you're going to and select the plan that you need.
And what kind of money does it cost?
So the plans start from, it depends on the part of the world, but when I was going to America, I think the plan started at $3.99. And I think that was for 5 days. I was there for 7 days. I ended up paying $7.99 for 15 gigs of data, which is incredible. If you think back to the days of the horror roaming bills. But just do it before you travel. And then my top tip is when you have installed the eSIM following the instructions on screen, and when you land in your destination, go into your settings and turn off the mobile data for your normal, your Irish SIM card. That way it just defaults to the GOMO World and it takes all the stress out of it.
Any way of checking straight away that it's working? Because people would be terrified. I've done everything they ask me, but I'm terrified. I'll get a huge bill.
Yeah, so what you do when you go into your settings, it depends on the phone you have, but if you go into your settings, if you go into your mobile service or your mobile data, you'll be able to see it clearly says primary or GOMO World, and whatever one's ticked is the one that's on.
Does Jess know anything about the massive internet outage in Dublin 11 since Saturday morning? Can't get through to Vodafone. That's from MP in Finglas.
Drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com and I will get on to Vodafone. I haven't heard anything about it. I haven't seen anything about it online, but if you get on to me with your air code, I'll get on to them.
And
right
a final
away.
One, what's the name of the Android smartphone? Costs approximately 169 to 189 with 128 gigs of memory that you reviewed on the show a couple of weeks back.
It was one of the Honors. I think it might have been the Honor 6. But if you go to the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud, you will find all of the recommendations there.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us. Now, don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe. That's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Hyland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Hyland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Hyland.com.